بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our fifth session, reading from دعوات المؤمنين المذكورة في القرآن, the supplications of the believers which are mentioned in the Quran by our Sheikh عبد الرزاق, son of Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad Al-Badr, Hafidhullah. Can you turn that light on? That one that press, the round one? Just press it in? Yeah.
Push it in?
Push it, yeah. Alhamdulillah. I'm wondering why I can't see. Got no light. So before we go into the topic for tonight, which is going to be chapter 5, and chapter 5 contains three supplications. Supplication number 5, 6, and 7. Before we do that, we want to just quickly review some of the matters that we discussed previously in the previous session with the questionnaire study guide for lecture number 4. The first question being, memorize the supplication of Rasikhuna fil ilm, those firmly grounded in knowledge, in Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 8th Ayat. 3rd Surah, 8th Ayat. The supplication of the Rasikhuna fil ilm. Anybody? I thought I saw somebody raising their hand over there. نعم تفضل
ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك
أنت الوهاب. نعم. The first part of this supplication, and we discussed it in detail last week, ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا. O our Rabb, do not cause our hearts to deviate after you have guided us. Do not cause our hearts to deviate after you have given us the guidance. وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة, and give us from yourself, yani rahmah, innaka antal wahhab, indeed you are al wahhab, yani the one who gives freely. This is really a very, very important supplication, and we discussed it last week. I just want to emphasize, yani, the importance of memorizing it. If a person didn't memorize it or had difficulty in memorizing it, write it down, take a picture of it, photocopy something. And this is a supplication that needs to be read every day. Second question, discuss the intended meaning of let not our hearts to deviate after you have guided us. Yani the meaning of la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. How has the Shaykh explained the meaning of this? Do not cause our hearts to deviate. Meaning what? To deviate. Naam. Okay, yani they're expressing desire of yani Allah, yani
not trying them,
not testing them with that yani which the people who deviated were tested with. Anybody else? Naam, Abdul Wali.
After you have guided us to success, guided us to the truth, give us success in achieving iman. In the verses there in your book,
which are
clear, and those which are not
clear. Naam. Yani la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana, yani don't cause our hearts to go away, to turn away, to deviate from the truth, from the right guidance, after you have guided us. Yani guided us to what? To having iman in all of the book of Allah, yani those ayat which are muhkam, which are entirely completely clear, and those ayat which are mutashabih, yani Allah guided these people to having iman in the whole of his book, not distinguishing between that which is completely clear and that which is not completely clear. The second question, or I should say the third question, which is related to the previous question, the Shaykh explains a little further detail. Discuss the intended meaning of rahmah. How has the Shaykh explained rahmah? What is the rahmah here in the saying, وَحَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً, yani, and give us from yourself rahmah, meaning what? In reference to what was already stated in this dua, yani, the continuation of it is, and give us rahmah from yourself. How has the Shaykh explained what is this rahmah? Naam.
Rahmah min indika.
Min indika, naam. Rahma, yani, min ladunka, min indika, naam. And what is the rahma min indika? Yani, how has he explained that? What is that rahma? And he said two things. That it is the Naam.
The
first, the tawfiq, yani to having this iman, and secondly, thabat. The thabat. That a person, yani Allah gives him the success in having the iman in the whole of his book, those ayats which are, yani completely clear, and those ayats which are not, and then to remain firm upon that, to be steadfast upon that, and not after, yani being upon the right guidance, yani deviating from it. Naam. So the Shaykh, he said, giving the tawfiq, and then the thabat, to remain firm upon that which they have been guided to, yani meaning their agreement, their affirmation, their confirmation of those ayat of the Book of Allah which are completely clear and those which are not. The fourth question, also related to the same matter of this part of the dua, truly you are al-Wahhab, is explained by Imam al-Tabari as the one who gives his ibad what? As the one who, yani he said, al-Wahhab is al-Mu'ti, the one who gives his ibad what? Naam, Usama.
Tawfiq.
Tawfiq and sadad, to be steadfast, to be firm, to be, yani, consistent, yani to be firm upon the deen of Allah. And also he said, yani, to be firm upon tasdeeq, yani the confirmation of the truthfulness of your book and the truthfulness of your messenger. Yani that a person is given success by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have this iman in the whole of the book of Allah, and then remaining firm upon it, yani remaining firm upon the deen of Allah and testifying to the truth of the book of Allah and the messenger of Allah. Question number 5. Memorize the supplication narrated by Salama radiallahu anha, asking Allah to make the heart firm. What was the supplication that Salama, Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu anha, she said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان يكثر في دعائه أن يقول ماذا؟ نعم. Muhammad. Allahumma musarrif al-qulub. That's the second supplication that came. That wasn't the supplication of Salama. The supplication of Salama was? مقلب القلوب اللهم مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. And the second supplication that he mentions, اللهم مصرف القلوب على طاعتك. نعم. Oh Allah, the one who turns the hearts, and he make my heart firm upon your deen. And in the second supplication, make and he direct my heart to obedience to you. And these supplications are also yani of great importance. And why is that? Because a person cannot take for granted that today they are upon right guidance. Nobody can, yani, be assured that they're not going to deviate. And indeed, we have seen how many people deviate. And the people who were, appeared to be strong upon the sunnah one day, and the next day, they're somewhere else. And that is because, as mentioned in the hadith that we mentioned last night, the hearts of the human beings are between two of the fingers of Ar-Rahman, and he turns them however he wills. If he wills, he keeps them upright, and if he wills, he leads them, yani, he causes them to stray. The sixth question, Rabbana, O our Rabb, verily it is you who will gather mankind together on the day about which there is no doubt. This is a request for what? A request for what? What is it that's understood in this kalam that is not directly mentioned? Yani, Al-Imam al-Tabari said that this is a type of speech in which what the part of it that's mentioned suffices you from that which is not mentioned. Yani you can understand the rest of it. What did he say is understood from this supplication? Now,
that person is pardoned from the trials of being standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they're going to be, they recognize that they're going to have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they're seeking Allah's forgiveness and pardon.
Yes, they're seeking Allah's forgiveness and pardon. That's correct. How does it fit into these words though? It's correct, that's correct. But how does it fit into these words? Now,
Allah doesn't break his promise.
Yani because he's saying, you are the one who's going to gather people together on the day about which there's no, Yawm al-Qiyamah. On that day people are going to be judged. So we are asking you to forgive us and to pardon us on that day. Because why? Because you are the one who doesn't break your promise. And you have promised that whoever believes in you, whoever follows your messenger, who obeys your commands, that you're going to forgive them. And that's what's understood, that's not mentioned in the supplication. Yani that Allah has promised that whoever believes in Him and follows the Messenger, and acts upon that which He has commanded us within His book, then He's going to forgive them on that day. Question number 7, from the sifat, the characteristics of the rasikhuna fil ilm, is knowledge which is, it should be, I think I left out the word, which is the path that leads to what and makes clear what? Is the path that leads to what and makes clear what? The path that leads to? Now.
The path that leads to Allah.
The path that leads to Allah. Yani knowledge is, yani, that is the path that leads to Allah. And it makes clear what? Naam, who's that with it? Mustafa? To Allah's, yani, ahkam and his shara'i, yani. It helps, it makes, enables a person to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated and what rulings He has made for us to abide by. Question number 8, from the sifat, the characteristics of rasikhuna fil ilm, is the acknowledgement of which favor of Allah upon them. Which favor of Allah upon them. Then from their characteristics, Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di mentions that from their characteristics from this supplication, yani, is there saying, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ حَدَيْتَنَا. What is the favor of Allah that's mentioned here? Now,
the favor of guidance.
بَعْدَ إِذْ حَدَيْتَنَا. After you have guided us. They are acknowledging that you have guided us. And this is indeed a favor from Allah. Yani, it's from the most essential things that a person is in need of in this world. And that's why, yani, we ask Allah for guidance in every rak'ah of every prayer when we recite Al-Fatiha, اِهْدِنَا Sirat al-Mustaqim. And He guide us to the straight path. And the last question, question number 9, which sifa, which characteristic of the rasikhuna fil ilm necessitates, and He compels a person to do good deeds and deters one from slipping into sin? Which characteristic, naam, of the rasikhuna fil ilm? Huh?
Knowledge.
That was the first characteristic that the Shaykh mentioned. This is the last characteristic that he mentioned. What is the last characteristic that he mentioned from the characteristic of Talib?
Iman and certainty.
Their iman and their certainty of what?
Certainty
of the day of resurrection. Of the day of resurrection. Yani, their iman in the day of resurrection. Their certainty about the day of resurrection compels a person. And if a person is certain that there's going to be an account, that's going to compel them to change their life. Yani, to do good. Yani, and that's going to help them. Yani, it's going to push them away from slipping and sliding into that which, yani, is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not really sure exactly about the time that we have. There's a wedding tonight. So I'm going to watch the time and make sure that we finish at 9 o'clock, inshallah. So they don't complain against us. like we complaining against the sound system. So, we're going to be reading tonight chapter 5 from the supplications, the da'awat of the mu'mineen. In English, it's on page 29. Starts on page 29 to 33. And in Arabic, it's on page 874 to 877. And the reason why the page numbers are so large in the Arabic is because this is the 208th chapter. 208th chapter of the book. And this chapter of the book has 10 chapters, subdivisions. And this is the fifth one. Min da'awat al-mu'mineen. The Shaykh, he says, wa min da'awat ahl al-iman al-azima. From the amazing, magnificent supplications of the people of Iman. And if this description of this of these supplications is in itself, yani, sufficient to make us to know the importance of this supplication and these supplications. Again, in this chapter 5, there are three supplications that the Shaykh brings and explains each of them briefly. And the brevity of the explanation is not an indication of its importance. And the first one is the shortest and it may be the most important of them. So the Shaykh, he says, yani, from the da'awat of Ahl Iman al-Azima, yani, great, magnificent supplications of the people of Iman, ma dhakarahu subhanahu fi sifat al-muttaqeen. في قوله الذين يقولون ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. This is from Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 16th Ayat. Yani, from those supplications of the people of Iman is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in those sifat, in His giving the characteristics of the people of taqwa. characteristics of the people of taqwa. And the reason why they are being described here as the people of taqwa, because in the ayat before this, the 15th ayat, Allah just says that these are the people who have taqwa. And then He says His reward for them. And then He describes their supplication. To put it in good context, maybe we should read the ayah before it, and then it becomes more clear why he's saying, that this is from the sifat of the muttaqin. In the 15th ayah of Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ, and He orders the Prophet to say this, قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّن ذَلِكُمْ, and shall I inform you of that which is better than all of this? And all of this is what's mentioned in the ayahs before that. The things of this world, the gold and the silver and the cattle and the farming and the women and all of that. And Allah says, shall I not inform you of that which is khayrun min dhalikum lilladhina taqaw, for those who observe taqwa. Inda rabbihim jannatun, they will have with their Lord gardens. Tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, with rivers flowing underneath them. Khalidina fiha, and they will remain in them for eternity. وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَحَّرَةٌ, and wives that are pure. وَرِدْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ, and Allah is the one who sees His worshippers. All of this Allah has promised to who? لِلَّذِينَ تَقَوْا, those people who have taqwa. Gardens underneath which rivers flow, remaining in it forever, with pure wives. And to top all that off, رِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah has promised to the people of taqwa. And this shows, these kind of ayahs shows us the importance of a taqwa. This is not just a word that every time you go to the masjid for Jummah, you hear the khatib saying taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. It's because it's that important. Except that because we hear it so much, perhaps, it lost its effect. So the Shaykh, after that ayah 15, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the people of taqwa, their reward, what He has in store for them, the Shaykh says that this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the sifat of these people, the muttaqeen. He says concerning them, in describing them, He mentions their supplication. In describing them, He mentions their supplication. الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا, O our Rabb, indeed we have believed. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا, so therefore, as a result of us believing, based on that, forgive us our sins. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, and save us from the punishment of the fire. قَالَ الْحَافِظِ ابْنِ كَثِيرَ, Al-Imam Hafiz ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, he says in his tafsir, فِي مَعْنَى الْآيَةِ, in explaining the meaning of this ayat, he says, يَصِفُ تَعَالَى عِبَادَهُ الْمُتَّقِينَ, Allah is describing His worshippers, those who have taqwa, His pious worshippers. الَّذِينَ وَعَدَهُمْ الثَّوَابَ الْجَزِيلِ, those whom He has promised an abundant amount of reward. What is that abundant reward? Gardens, underneath which rivers flow, abiding in them forever, with pure wives, and His pleasure. He has promised them this abundant reward. الثَّوَابَ الْجَزِيلِ. فَقَالَ, Allah, in describing them, His pious worshippers, in describing them, those who He has promised this great reward, He says, الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا, they are those who say, O our Rabb, indeed, we have believed. Believed what? بِكَ وَبِكِتَابِكَ وَبِرَسُولِكَ, we have believed in you, we have believed in your book, and we have believed in your messenger. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا, Therefore, as a result of that, based upon that, forgive us our sins. Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir says the meaning of this, فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا, therefore forgive us our sins, he said it means, بِإِمَانِنَا بِكَ وَبِمَا شَرَعَتَهُ لَنَا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَتَقْصِيرَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا بِفَضْلِكَ وَرَحْمَتِكَ, based upon our iman in you, and in that which you have legislated for us, based upon us having true iman in you, and in that which you have legislated for us. Believing in Allah also requires believing in what He has legislated, following His laws, the rules and regulations and guidelines that He's given us. It's not just enough that a person claims on their tongue that they believe, rather a person has to follow the laws of Allah. And that's a manifestation of Iman. That's a part of Iman, that a person obeys the laws of Allah. So Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir is saying, based upon what the meaning of this is, that they are saying, based upon our Iman in you, and in that which you have legislated for us, having Iman in that which you have legislated for us means that we are following it, that we obey, we comply, that we have surrendered. And we didn't just believe, but we submit, and we surrender, and we comply. He said, based on this, therefore, based on this Iman in you, and in that which you have legislated, therefore forgive us our sins, yani that we have committed, wa taqsirina, and yani our shortcomings, min amrina, yani from those things that, yani our duties to you, that we have fallen short, we haven't fulfilled those things that you have legislated for us. Bifadlika wa rahmatika, yani by your fadl and by your rahmah. Yani forgive us our sins, in spite of the fact that they are saying, and Allah is accepting, that they believed. They believed in Him, they believed in His book, they believed in His messenger, they followed, they complied. In spite of that, yani they are asking Allah's forgiveness of their sins, their commissions, and their taqseer, and their omissions, yani that they fell short in. Based upon what? Based upon the favor of Allah and His rahmah. It's narrated in authentic narrations. There are at least three narrations in Sahih al-Bukhari. It's not in the book. I'm just mentioning it as a note. It came in three different narrations in Sahih al-Bukhari, yani with a little bit different wording. And one of the wordings matches with this, is that the Prophet ﷺ said, no one will enter the Jannah by their deeds alone. And in another narration, never will anyone enter the paradise by their deeds alone. They said, وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَنْتَ, not even you. And the point here is what? For sure, we have fallen short. We're not going to enter Jannah by our deeds alone. But they said, وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, not even you. Definitely not us, but not even you. He said, وَلَا أَنَا, not even me. إِلَّا يَتَغَمَّنَنِي اللَّهِ بِرَحْمَةٍ وَفَضْلٍ, except that Allah covers me with His mercy and His favor. And as the Shaykh mentions here, the fadl of Allah and the rahmah of Allah. And one of the narrations said, yani bi maghfira wa rahmah, by Allah's forgiveness and His rahmah. And no person will enter the Jannah unless Allah forgives them. And no person will enter the Jannah except by the favor of Allah, not by your deeds alone. And no person will enter Jannah, rather, as Shaykh Abdul Razak mentions in another book that we studied some time ago, and he discussed it in some detail, he said that there is no good that comes to a person in this world and the next except that it is from the rahmah of Allah. Every good that a person experiences in this world or the next is from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, yani, they are saying, forgive us our sins and our shortcomings, yani, based upon your favor and your mercy. وَقِنَا عَذَابِنَا, and save us from the punishment of the fire. The Shaykh says, وَفِي الْآيَةِ دَلِيلٌ عَلَى مَشْرُوعِيَّةِ التَّوَصُّلِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ وَأَنَّ ذَلِكَ وَسِيلَةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لِقَبُولِ دُعَائِ. Yani in this ayat is a dalil, a proof, an evidence of the mashru'iyyat al-tawassul. Yani that it is legislated, it is lawful that a person seek nearness to Allah. By what? By iman and righteous deeds. That a person can seek to become near to Allah, to ask for nearness to Allah based on what? Based on their iman, true iman. Yani the iman that is the iman that is the conviction in the heart, that is yani expressed on the tongue, and it is manifested in actions. That iman is a means of nearness to Allah. That a person can say, oh Allah, I've believed in you. And as a result of that, ask for some favor from Allah, like forgiveness of our sins. He said that in this ayat is an evidence that it is legislated, that it is lawful for a person to seek nearness to Allah based on iman and righteous deeds. Note, he said, al-amal as-salih. And righteous deeds are those deeds that, however they look good or not, that's not the point. Righteous deeds are those deeds that are done sincerely for the sake of Allah alone, and which are in accordance with the sharia of Allah, or the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And other deeds that might look good, like the charity of Mother Teresa, whoever that is, yani is useless. It's useless. It's useless. Because it's not done for the sake of Allah alone. It can't be if you don't believe in Allah. And the Shaykh alludes to this in what follows, and we'll just kind of quickly kind of go through it. He said, so this is the proof that is legislated to seek nearness to Allah, a means of nearness to Allah by iman and righteous deeds. وَأَنَّ ذَلِكَ وَسِيلَةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ. And that this, at tawassul, yani based on iman and righteous deeds, seeking nearness to Allah based on iman and righteous deeds, that this is a wasila azima, a great important means, yani of nearness to Allah, لِقَبُولِ الدُّعَى, for the acceptance of your dua. A person wants their dua to be accepted, so there are means of getting your dua accepted. And from amongst those means is, yani some of the things that we mentioned previously, yani in the dua that's not rejected. And from amongst those means is that a person calls on Allah, mentions his asma and his sifat and his tawheed. And that a person, yani, makes dua facing the qibla and raising their hands and being in a state of tahara and giving charity before they make supplication and so on. Yani, these are means. This is one of the, yani, wasila. It is a wasila azima, a great, important, magnificent means of nearness to Allah for the acceptance of one's dua. Yani, the mention of your iman and your righteous deeds, if you have true iman and you have done righteous deeds. You can call on Allah and ask Him based on that. If a person has done righteous deeds for the sake of Allah alone, they can ask Allah for help based on that. They can ask Allah for help based on that. The Shaykh, he says, and he related to that, as he closes off this supplication, he says it has been transmitted. وَقَدْ نَقَلَ الْقَاسِمِي رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ فِي تَفْسِيرِهِ عَنَ الْحَاكِمِ أَنَّهُ قَالَ. Yani, Al-Imam Al-Qasimi in his tafsir, rahimahullah, in his tafsir of the Qur'an, he narrates or he relates or transmits from the Imam of Hadith Al-Hakim, rahimahullah, that he said, فِي الْآيَةِ دَلَالَةٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ يَجُوزُ لِلدَّاعِ أَنْ يَذْكُرُ طَاعَتَهُ وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ بِهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يَدُهُ. Yani Al-Hakim, rahimahullah, says that in this ayat is an indication that it is permissible, it's yajuz, for the person who is supplicating to mention his obedience to Allah, an act of obedience that he did for the sake of Allah, to mention it, or to mention whatever he has done, yani as a means of nearness to Allah, seeking Allah's pleasure. He can mention that and then supplicate. But of course, a person has to be careful. It's not like the people, you can trick people and tell them anything. Some people are real dumb. Like in this society, they tell them anything and they believe it. Subhanallah. But with Allah, and you can't say, I did this for your sake, therefore give me. Allah knows if you did it for His sake or not. There's no way, there's no trickery involved here. A person has to have done something sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. The Shaykh, he says in this, that Al-Hakim says, there's an indication here that it's permissible for a person to do that. And then he says, the Shaykh says, قَالَ قَاسَمِي رَحِمُهُ اللَّهِ وَيُؤَيِّدُهُ مَا فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَصْحَابِ الْغَارِ وَتَوَصُّلِ كُلٍّ مِّنْهُمْ بِصَالِحْ عَمَلِهِ ثُمَّ تَفْرِيجِ الْبَارِي تَعَالَى عَنْهُمْ. And then Al-Qasimi says, what supports this idea of the permissibility of mentioning your good deeds and then supplicating, asking Allah, what supports it is that which is narrated in the Sahihain, the two books of Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of the companions of the cave. And them seeking nearness, each one of them seeking nearness to Allah as a means of having their dua answered by mentioning Sali Amalihi, his righteous deed, a righteous deed that he did sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. And then Allah opened the cave for them. Yani, this story is a long story and probably people are familiar with it, but just to summarize it in case a person has forgotten, it's the story of three people who were walking and it started to rain and they took shelter in a cave and a rock came down the mountain and closed up the entrance to the cave, and they were locked in there. And then they said to one another, like, mention some good deed that you did for the sake of Allah, and maybe Allah will open the cave for us. And one of them mentioned what he did, second one mentioned what he did, third one mentioned what he did. And yes, I need to quickly, point to it. One of them, he said, that I used to graze the sheep, and when I came back in the night, I would milk them and give my parents milk to drink before I give to my children. And I stayed out late that time, and when I got back, My parents were asleep. And I didn't want to give my children, even though they were crying, I didn't want to give them the milk before giving it to my parents. And I didn't want to wake up my parents. And so I stood there, yani, for the night, until daybreak, until they awoke. And he said, if I did that sincerely for your sake alone, make the cave open up enough for us to be able to see something outside. And after mentioning that, Allah opened it a little bit, and the second one mentioned that he had love for his relative, his cousin or somebody, yani, strong love that made him want to be with her, and she refused, except if you give me 100 dinars or something like that. And he struggled and made effort to get this big amount of money, and when he gave it to her, and he was getting ready to violate her, she said, "Fear Allah, ya Abdullah. Don't do this except what is right. Yani, marry me instead. Don't do this." And then he left her. And he said, if I did that sincerely for your sake, open the cave. And the third one said that he had hired someone and he was supposed to pay them a certain amount. And when it came time for them to receive their wage, they didn't take it. And he used it. And it grew and it became, yani, it flourished and it became cattle. And finally the man came back after a long time and he asked for his wage. And he said, take all of these animals. And he said, don't play with me. This is like, yani, you owe me like a few dollars or whatever. And he said, I'm not playing, this is yours. And he said, if I did that, and who would do that? And who would do that in real life? I don't know how y'all say it, being real or something or whatever. How do you say that? No, but I'm saying, like, there's a saying that the young people say. Yeah, like, who would do that? Like, that's a trial. That person came back years later, and you have all this that belongs to him, and you actually give it back to him, and he don't know it belongs to him? That's not easy. He said, if I did this sincerely for your sake alone, then open the cave. And Allah opened the cave and released him. Yani, this is a story, a true story, that, yani, there are lessons in it, a lot of lessons in it. From the most important of them is the importance of doing something sincerely for the sake of Allah, however difficult it might be. It will be valuable with Allah. That's the end of what the Shaykh mentions for that supplication. The second supplication, which is actually the sixth supplication, separate supplication completely. He says, وَمِنْ دَعْوَةِ أَهْلِ الْإِمَانِ الْمَذْكُورَةِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ, from amongst the supplications of the people of Iman that are mentioned in the Qur'an, is دَعْوَةُ الْحَوَارِيِّينَ, yani the supplication of the Hawariyun, yani the Ansar of Allah, the Ansar, the helpers of Allah, the helpers of His deen, yani the disciples of Isa alayhi salam. قَالَ تَعَالَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنصَارُ اللَّهِ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. And even this wording here, if we go to the books of tafsir, yani we'll find some importance here. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying is that these Hawariyun, they said, we are the Ansarullah. And Allah is affirming that they were really the Ansarullah. Allah doesn't repeat somebody saying something that's not true. They said, we are the Ansarullah. And we have believed in Allah. Washhad bi'anna muslimun. So bear witness that we are, in reality, Muslimun. Yani they are mu'minun and they are muslimun. Yani they believed in Allah and then they said, bear witness that we are muslimun. Meaning what? That not only we claim iman, but we have surrendered. We have submitted, we have complied. We abide by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not like people today, who if they don't abide by the law of Allah, they said, iman is in my heart. No, if there's iman in your heart, there will be compliance on your limbs. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they said that we are the Ansar of Allah, and they said also that we have believed in Allah, and they said, bear witness that indeed we are really Muslims. And then they said, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ, O our Rabb, we have believed in what you have sent down. That's the first thing. We have believed in what you have sent down, the revelation. وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ, and we, second thing, and we have followed the messenger. We believed in the revelation, and we have complied, we have followed the example of the Prophet. We follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, these are the, yani, these are Hawariyun. Yani, so we're talking about Isa alayhi salam, right? Point is, they believed in the revelation, and then they followed the Prophet, the messenger that was sent to them. They complied, they followed his example, and they did what he did. They said, therefore, faqtubna, therefore, write us down, ma shahideen, with those who bear witness. Write us down amongst those who bear witness to the truth. This is mentioned also in Surah Ali Imran 52nd and 53rd ayat. And just a note, yani I want to go back to what the Shaykh said maybe in the first supplication that we took. Rabbana amanna bima anzalta. Rabbana yani is a confession, admission, acknowledgement on their part that he is the Rabbul Alameen. And this yani acknowledgement of Tawheed Rububiyyah, the Shaykh said, necessitates, requires a person to acknowledge the Tawheed of Uluhiyyah. And whoever says Allah is the Rabbul Alameen, then they have to know that he's the only one deserves to be worshipped. And it is also requires of a person to have the i'tiqad of the kamal and the jalal, yani the perfection and the majesty of Allah's, yani his that, the perfection of his divine being and his, yani sifat, his characteristics and qualities and his af'al. That's how the Shaykh explained it in the first supplication, and it's important to keep in mind that this word, small word, Rabbana, is extremely important. Most of the supplications of the prophets alayhi salam in the Quran came with this name of Allah, Rabbana, Rabb. The Shaykh in his explanation, he says, هذا قبر من الله تعالى عن الحواريين يتضمن ذكر دعائهم لربهم عز وجل بقولهم ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا ما الشاهدين. Yani this statement is yani information, khabar from Allah the Most High. Yani this is Allah informing us about something. Whatever Allah informs us is absolutely the truth concerning the followers of Isa alayhi salam. And it includes or it entails the mention of their supplication to their Rabb. And Allah is telling us what was their supplication to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, in their saying, O our Rabb, we have believed in what you have sent down, yani the revelation. And we have followed the messenger that you sent to us. Therefore, as a result of that, yani this tawassul, person is mentioning the iman and mentioning that they follow the messenger, this is tawassul. This is seeking nearness to Allah. For what? To get something, yani to get their request answered by Allah. They said, therefore, write us down with those who bear witness, the shahideen. The Shaykh says, and he tells us, who is al-Hawariyun? They are, yani the disciples of al-Masih, the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi salam. And they are his Ansar, his helpers. And they are his Safwa, yani his chosen elite. Those who were, yani akhlasu fi tasdiqihim wa nusratihim lahu. Yani they were purely, yani sincerely sincere in their testifying to his truthfulness. And they were sincere in their support of Isa alayhi salam. These people. The Shaykh says, wa dhikrullah لدعواتهم في معرض الثناء عليهم فيه تنويه بها وبيان لعظم شأنها. Yani Allah is mentioning their supplication, that Allah mentioned their supplication in the process of praising them, in the situation, in the place where He's praising them. Mentioning their supplication in that position, in that situation, contains or entails praise of the supplication itself. And Allah is praising these people, and in the course of praising them, He mentions their supplication, which entails praise of that supplication and a clarification of the greatness of the station or the status of this supplication. The Shaykh here explains the meaning of their statement, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ. Two things. O our Rabb, we have believed in what you have sent down, the revelation, and we have followed the messenger that you have sent to us. He says the meaning here is, يَا رَبَّنَا, O our Rabb, صَدَّقْنَا بِكِتَابِكَ. We have believed in the truthfulness of your book, which you have sent down. And it is the Injil. Yani the Injil, the real Injil. Referring to the Injil. وَأَقْرَرْنَا بِهِ. And we have yani confirmed or affirmed it. وَأَنَّهُ حَقٌ مُنَزَّلْ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And we confirm that it is truth that has been sent down, revealed from the Rabbul Alameen, from the Lord of all the worlds. مُشْتَمِلٌ عَلَى بَيَانِ الْحَقِّ وَهِدَايَةِ الْخَلْقِ. And it contains, or it consists of, clarification, yani this revelation contained clarification of the truth, and also contained, yani guidance for all of the creation. Right guidance for the whole of the creation. So they said, we have believed in the truthfulness of your book, which you have sent down. And then they said, وَاتَّبَعْنَا. رسولك الذي بعثته وهو عيسى عليه السلام وصرنا أتباعه على دينك الذي يبعثه به وبعثته به بعثته به نعم. So they said, the second part they said, and we have followed your messenger who you sent to us, referring to Isa alayhi salam, and we have become his atba', his followers, in your deen which you sent him with. And all of this is from Allah. And the book is sent by Allah, the messenger is sent by Allah, it's your deen that we are following. And all of this they're saying, why? Because they asked, they want some help from Allah. So they're saying, this is your deen, your messenger, your book, all of that. We comply with all of it. And they said, so we are his followers in your deen which you have sent him with, and we are his helpers, helpers of al-haq, the truth, which you have sent him with to your worshippers. The truth that you have sent him with, we are helpers and supporters of him for this truth. All that they said for what? ذَكَرُوا ذَلِكَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ دُعَائِهِمْ وَطَلَبِهِمْ مُتَوَسِّلِينَ بِهِ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ فِي إِجَابَةِ مَا يَطْلُبُونَ وَتَحْقِيقِ مَا يَأْمُلُونَ. And all of this, they have mentioned this before their dua and their request as a means of nearness. مُتَوَسِّلِينَ بِهِ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ. And as a means of nearness to their Rabb, to get an answer to what they are requesting, and to achieve or to realize what they are hoping for. وَقَوْلُهُمْ فَاكْتُبْنَا مَا شَاهِدِينَ. And their statement, so write us down amongst those who bear witness. هَذَا هُوَ الْمَتْلُوبُ الْمَرْجُوُ. This is what is requested, or what is being sought, and what is hoped for. A. فَأَثْبِتْ أَسْمَعَنَا مَا أَسْمَعِ الَّذِينَ شَاهِدُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَقَرُّ لَكَ بِالتَّوْهِيدِ وَصَدَّقُوا رُسُلَكَ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَمْرَكَ وَنَحْيَكَ. And they said, so confirm our names along with the names of those who shahidu bilhaq, who bore witness to the truth. We want our names written down, recorded with the names of those who have borne witness to the truth. وَأَقَرُّ لَكَ بِالتَّوْهِيدِ, and who affirm your right of Tawheed, that you are the only one that has the exclusive right to be worshipped alone. We want to be written down with those people. وَصَدَّقُوا رُسُلَكَ, and those who have confirmed the truthfulness of your messengers. وَاتَّبَعُوا أَمْرَكَ وَنَهْيَكَ, and we have followed, and we have adhered to, we have complied with your command and your prohibition. And all of this is required. All of this is required. Therefore, we've done all of that. فَجَعَلْنَا فِي أَدَادِهِمْ وَمَعَهُمْ فِي مَا تُكْرِمُهُمْ مِنْ كَرَامَتِكَ. So make us to be among them and to be with them in the honor which you have conferred upon them. And Allah honored the people who believed in him and who followed the messenger. And they're saying, write us down with them. We want yani to be honored. Settle us amongst them. We want to be in their midst. وَلَا تَجْعَلْنَا مِنْ مَنْ كَفَرَ بِكَ, and do not make us amongst those who have disbelieved in you. وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِكَ, and who have turned others away from your way. وَخَالَفَ أَمْرَكَ وَنَحْيَكَ, and those who have opposed your command and your prohibition. And the Shaykh, he closes almost here, yani this line, this paragraph, and then one final statement. He says, وَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ ذَكَرَ ذَلِكَ عَنْهُمْ لِيَتَأَسَّى بِهِمْ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَيَقْتَدِي بِهِمْ الصَّالِحُونَ. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this about them so that others will take them as a model or an example to be followed. Yani so that the believers, yani the people who came after them, when they read what Allah said about them, will take them as a model or an example and follow in their way. And he said they will follow their footsteps, yani the righteous people will follow in their footsteps. What is the point here? The Shaykh is saying that Allah has mentioned these supplications in the Quran like this. He mentioned them so that we will know that these are the people that we should be following in their footsteps, taking them as an example and a model, and especially reflecting, contemplating their supplication and then supplicating with it. Al-Imam al-Tabari says in closing this, يُعَرِّفُ خَلْقَهُ يعني Allah Azza wa Jalla وَجَلَّ ثَنَاؤُهُ يعني Allah the one who yani his majestic is his mention. And he is making known by this, by what he has stated here, سَبِيلُ الَّذِينَ رَضِيَ أَقْوَالَهُمْ وَأَفْعَالَهُمْ, yani making known the path of those whom he is pleased with their sayings and he is pleased with their actions. لِيَحْتَذُوا طَرِيقَهُمْ, so that a person yani may follow their path. وَيَتَّبِعُوا مِنْهَاجَهُمْ, and yani follow, adhere to their methodology. فَيَسِلُوا إِلَى مِثْلِ الَّذِي وَسَلُوا إِلَيْهِ مِنْ دَرَجَاتِ قَرَمَاتِهِ, yani why will a person follow their path and adhere to their methodology, the way they did things, is so that that person will reach the like of that which they reached, of the high levels of the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person wants to reach the level that these people reach, then they have to follow in their footsteps, follow their path, and follow their methodology. The last supplication that the Shaykh mentions, the third one, he says, وَمِن دَعْوَاتْ أَهْلُ الْإِيمَانِ, وَمِن دَعْوَاتْ أَهْلُ الْإِيمَانِ, and from the supplication of the people of Iman, مَا وَرَدَ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, that which has been mentioned in the saying of Allah the Most High, وَكَأَيِّن مِن نَبِيٍ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَمَا ضَاعُفُوا وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. Yani, the meaning here is that so many there were from amongst the prophets, so many prophets who fought, and with them were رُبِّيُّون كَثِيرٌ, yani many, yani groups of religious learned men. فَمَا وَهَنُوا, they didn't lose heart. لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, yani due to what afflicted them, yani the harms that came to them in the path of Allah. وَمَا ضَعُفُوا, and they didn't become weak physically. وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا, and they didn't give in or submit or surrender to their enemies, in spite of all that befell them, that afflicted them. And Allah loves those who are patient. This requires patience. Allah loves those who are patient. Yani when they are afflicted with calamities and hardships and difficulties, that they are patient. They don't become any weak-hearted. They don't become physically weak. They don't give in and surrender to the enemy, but they remain firm. And they are patient upon the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلَهُمْ, and they said nothing more than إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. They said no more than, our Rabb, forgive us our sins and our transgressions in our affairs. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا, and make our feet firm. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And if they said, oh Allah, forgive us our sins and our, yani, maybe the meaning here, as the Shaykh explains it, yani, ذُنُوبَنَا, yani our regular sins were, إِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا, going beyond the bounds, yani worse things. Forgive all of that. And then make our feet firm, yani on the battlefield, and give us victory over the disbelieving people. فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So Allah gave them, He answered their dua, He gave them, yani the reward in the dunya, and an excellent reward, yani husnu thawab al-akhirah, an excellent reward in the next life. And Allah loves the muhsineen, the people of ihsan. The Shaykh says in these ayat, wa fi hadhihi al-ayat ishadatun bil mu'minina as-sadiqin as-sabirin min atba' al-anbiya as-sabiqin wa ma kanu alayhi min al-quwwa wash-shaja'a wat-tahammul lima yusibuhum min anwa' al-mihn wal-ibtila'at fi sabilillah min ghayri wahn fi qulubihim ولا ضعفا في أبدانهم ولا استكانة لأعدائهم بل صبروا وثبتوا. The Shaykh is saying in these ayats there is praise for the mu'mineen, sadiqeen, sabireen, yani the patient, truthful believers, those who are patient and those who are truthful from amongst the believers, from the followers of the earlier prophets. He's talking here about the followers, the believers from the followers of the earlier prophets. Allah is praising them, and He's praising their condition. مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ قُوَّةِ, their strength and shaja'ah, their courage and tahammul, and their bearing patiently what had afflicted them of trials and tribulations in the path of Allah. And what afflicted them in their traveling on the path of Allah. They were patient with it. They were courageous. Alhamdulillah. And they bore it patiently. without becoming weak, he said. Wahnan fi qulubihim. Meaning the wahan here, he said, is in reference to the hearts. They were not weak-hearted. وَلَا دَعَفًا فِي أَبْدَانِهِمْ. Nor were they physically weak in their bodies. وَلَا اسْتَكَانَةً لِعَدَائِهِمْ. And istikana, he said, it means here what? And giving in, surrendering, submitting to their enemies. Rather, they were patient. صَبَرُوا وَثَبَتُوا. And they remained firm and steadfast. وَمَا كَانَ لِهَؤُلَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي مَا وَاجَهُوهُ مِنَ الْمَوَاقِفِ الصعبة إلا اللجوء إلى ربهم والتضرع إليه بالدعاء بقولهم ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. So there wasn't anything left for these believers in reference to يعني what they were faced with of very difficult situations. There wasn't anything left for them except what? اللجوء إلى ربهم, to seek refuge in their Rabb. وَالتَّضَرُّ إِلَيْهِ بِالدُّعَى, and to humbly, يعني, call upon him, beseech him with dua, in their words, O our Rabb, forgive us our dhunub, our sins, وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا, and our transgressing the limits in our affairs. And then they said, وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامِنَا وَانْصُرُنَا لُقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, and make our feet firm, establish our feet firmly, and grant us victory over the disbelieving people. The Shaykh says, their saying, or their yani statement, اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واسرافنا في أمرنا, yani forgive us our sins and our transgressing the bounds and keeping our duties to you. He said, its meaning is, كما يقول الإمام الطبري, as it has been stated by the Imam of the scholars of Tafsir, الإمام الطبري, رحمه الله, he said, the meaning here is, اغفر لنا ذنوبنا الصغار منها. Forgive us our sins, yani the lesser ones from amongst them. They give us our sins here, dhunub. He said it means as-sigar minha, the lesser sins. وَمَا أَسْرَفْنَا فِيهِ مِنْهَا, and those in which we have transgressed the limits. Yani meaning those greater sins, he said, فَتَخَطَّيْنَا إِلَى الْعِظَامِ. So we went past the lesser sins and then we committed those greater sins. وَكَأَنَّ مَعْنَا الْكَلَامِ, and it is as though, Imam al-Tabri is saying, it is as though the meaning of this speech is, اغفر لنا ذنوبنا, forgive us our sins, الصغائر منها والكبائر, yani the lesser sins and the greater sins, forgive them all. وَقَوْلُهُمْ, and they're saying, وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرُنَا الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, as far as they're saying, and make our feet firm and grant us victory over the disbelieving people. The Shaykh says, we explained this previously, سَبَقَ مِثْرُهُ فِي الْكَلَامِ عَلَى دَعْوَةِ الطَّالُوتِ وَجُنُودِهِ فِي مُوَاجَحَتِهِمْ لِجَالُوتِ وَجُنُودِهِ مِنْ سُورَةِ الْبَقَرَةِ وَفِي الْكَلَامِ عَلَى الْآيَةِ الْأَخِيرَةِ مِنْ السُورَةِ نَفْسِهَا. So he said, we already discussed this meaning of this statement, came previously in previous supplications that we covered, and he make our feet firm and grant us victory to disbelieving people. He said, we discussed this when we had the discussion concerning the supplication of Talut and his soldiers, when they were in confrontation, at war with Jalut and his soldiers, yani, which came in Surah Al-Baqarah, and also in our discussion concerning the final ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah also, same meaning came in previous supplications that we took in the beginning. Shaykh closes, وَالْحَاصُلْ أَنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ جَمَعُوا فِي هَذَا الْمَوْقِفِ بين الصبر والترك الوهن والضعف والاستكانة, يعني that they have combined between two affairs. The first of them, يعني in this situation, they combine between two affairs. The first of them is صبر, being patient, والترك الوهن والضعف والاستكانة, and avoiding being weak-hearted or being weak physically or giving in and submitting to the enemy. This is on one side, يعني they did this. They were patient and they were not weak-hearted. They were not physically weak and they didn't give in to the enemy. And on the other side was التوبة and الاستغفار والاستنصار بربهم الذي منه النصر يستمنع. يعني the other side of it was what? يعني they were patient and they did all of that and they were not weak. And then they also repented to Allah and asked forgiveness of Allah. And they sought victory from Allah, the one who victory is to be sought from. فاستجاب الله لدعائهم. So Allah answered their dua, وجعل لهم العاقبة الحميدة في الدنيا والآخرة. Allah answered their dua, and He made a praiseworthy ending for them in this world and in the next life. ولهذا قال سبحانه, and this is why Allah says, Allah, the one who is free from all imperfections, فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا. So Allah gave them the reward in this world. And He gave them a praiseworthy ending in the dunya as well as in the akhirah. In the dunya as well as in the akhirah. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا. He gave them the reward of the world. What is that reward in this world? مِنَ النَّصْر. From it is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالظَّفْر. And the victory over the enemy. وَالتَّمْكِين فِي الْبِلَاد. And having mastery in the lands. This is what He gave them in this world. He gave them His help, He gave them victory, and He made them the masters in the land. وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ. And an excellent reward in the next life, He also gave them. وَهُوَ النَّعِيمَ الْمُقِيمِ فِي جَنَّاتِ الْخُلْدِ. Yani He gave them the permanent, unending, everlasting blessings in the garden of eternity. وَكُلُّ ذَلِكَ جَزَاءً لَهُمْ عَلَى إِحْسَانِهِمْ فِي عِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِمْ وَإِحْسَانِهِمْ فِي مُعَامَلَةِ خَلْقِهِ. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ تَعَالَى وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. All of this, He said, is given as a reward for them due to their ihsan, their excelling, their excellence in the worship of their Rabb on one side, and their ihsan, their excellence, and their excelling in their mu'amala, yani in their dealing with the people. Yani they had ihsan in their worship of their Rabb, and they also had ihsan in dealing with the people. And this is very important, because sometimes, yani we become deceived by shaitan, and because we go to the masjid and we pray and we fast in Ramadan and read the Quran and we make dhikr and dua and all of that, when we deal with the people, we cheat and we lie and we do all kind of other stuff. Al-ihsan requires ihsan with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ihsan with the creatures, Allah's beings, and Allah's created beings. So here the Shaykh is saying what? All of this reward they got because what? They excelled in their worship of Allah and in their dealing with the people on both sides. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ تَعَالَى. And for this reason Allah ends this ayah by saying what? وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Yani the people of ihsan. May Allah make us to be from amongst them. Alhamdulillah. Allah grant us success. Finish on time. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. If there are any corrections, we can take them now before we actually disperse. And if there are any questions or any comments, we'll deal with them after we disperse. Inshallah. طيب بارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خيرا. يا عمر نعم.
Just a quick question.
Questions after we dismiss, but go ahead. But since you're a guest, we got to give it to you. طيب go ahead. تفضل.
Is it
Is it proper to make them in the salat?
No.
The person can make them any time.
Okay, because based on the prohibition of reading the Quran is to you, then.
Yeah, this is a discussion that we've had already before, but Allahu Alam, there's some kalam concerning this, some views concerning it. In any case, if a person has doubt about whether or not, first of all, the supplication in the salat, this is what we should be clear about, supplication in the salat. When do we make supplication in salat? In sujood.
No.
Anybody else have a different answer? What about in the end of the salat, before taslim? What about when we're standing? What about when we're rising up from standing? What about when we're sitting in between two prostrations? Is there supplication in those positions as well? Huh? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's authentically recorded from him, that he supplicated in every position in the salat, from the standing to the end, in every position in the salat. And Shaykh Abdul Razak, in the book that we distributed some years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, he mentions supplications, several supplications, for every single position in the salat, from the beginning of it to the end of it. So if a person has doubt about the issue of reciting Quran in sajda or ruku, there are lots of other positions in the salat to supplicate. There are lots of other positions to supplicate in. Allahu alam.